What is inside the man cave, the classic man cave? Let's ask Greg Worsley. He's a bit of an expert because man cavery runs in his family. I've even spoken to his dad about this. Good evening, Greg.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. We're just talking to Hayden there about, you know, the man cave, but really, you know, it doesn't matter what you do in it, does it?
Not at all. I think I've got a great passion for sports, and it's just an awesome location where I can share some awesome memories with my friends, and there's so many items in there that are significant moments in sport that have an effect for people all over the world, so it's just a great spot.
Oh, so your one has got a sporting focus?
Yeah, definitely lots of sports, bit of cricket, rugby league, rugby union. Yeah, it's just a great hub. It's definitely evolved over the last 10 years, that's for sure.
And when I said that you're a bit of an expert because it runs in the family, well, it certainly does. Your father is what would it be fair to say, you know, he's got the Elvis man cave to beat all man caves?
I thought you were going to raise a topic like that. Yeah, most definitely. I treat myself as probably like a third division battler, where the old man's definitely first division or the Premier League. He's definitely got a dedicated focus to his idol and the king. Or at least I love my sports, but it's definitely diversified across many facets.
Yeah, your dad, Kevin, in Hawera, he's got the Elvis Presley Memorial Room, hasn't he? So you must have grown up with collecting stuff and putting it in a room.
Yeah, I said early on I definitely had a fascination with Guns N' Roses, so music was always at the forefront. The old man definitely led by example, and as I keep telling him, it's in the genes now, so he passed it down to me. And I think, you know, I'm in a fortunate situation now where I can to share my passion with so many friends and family now when they come around and enjoy the setup.
Okay, so your focus is on sport. What are some of the things you've got in there that you prize possessions that are in there?
Yeah, definitely. I always try and target one-offs or unique pieces. Obviously, really enjoy getting autographed photos from some of the players. One of the early pieces I've done was a signed Bowden Barrett photograph, and I built some electronics into the frame, so you press the button and the audio plays from when he scored the match-winning try in South Africa, so that was a great piece. And then
That must be amazing.
Pretty good, but you know, I went next level and I got Sam Kane to sign a photograph for me. And I built the little LCD screen into the frame, so you press the button and the audio-visual then comes up of when Sam was named as All-Black captain.
Oh, that's incredible. So that must be fun for your mates when they get in there. Do you have a few people in there?
Yeah, I think actually last weekend we had about 8 teenagers over, and they took it over and brought their game consoles in, and so they were running the show. But I think the most I've had in there is about 75. In total, we had like live music playing one afternoon. It was just perfect. But now I've had 21st birthday parties, 40th birthday parties, even management meetings, and even training sessions as well. So, you know, it's just such a great spot.
Management meetings. Where do you work?
Oh, for TSP here in New Plymouth.
Oh, do you? Okay, cool. So take us on a tour of it. Like, it's obviously, if you can fit 75 in it, it's quite big.
Yeah, so it's actually a six-car garage, and I've only got two cars, so definitely lots of room to play with. So there's just a nice area, lots of wall space. I've got a massive projector screen that we drop down, and then I've got another touch screen with all the jukebox hits. Another LCD screen, so it's awesome when, you know, there's multiple live sport playing that's up on the screen. And I've got the dartboard there as well, mini putt. I've got the honours board up there as well, so if you're a distinguished member, you get to go up on the VIP board, which is great.
How do you become a distinguished member?
Well, you generally just had to have a few beers. And then... Yeah, but basically asked you where you had your first drink and what was the pub and what was the year. So it's actually quite nice pulling out some old classic photographs of the individuals and their nicknames on it. But yeah, that's quite a good addition as well. So yeah, I was pretty pleased with the dartboard as well. There was a little project I done last year and put some LED lights around the outside, and that came up pretty well. And then I've been to lots of sporting events, so I've got a habit of keeping all my match stubs, and so I made up a coffee table, and I've got some of my influential match tickets or games that I've been to are underneath the coffee table, so it's just a nice addition there.
Oh, that sounds great. Are you in it now?
No, I'm actually upstairs at the moment.
Oh, right. What's the couch like?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's very comfy. Yeah, there's lots of room, obviously lots of bar stools down there. It's a great location for the friends to come round. So I normally won't be down there by myself. I have to wait till I get some partners in crime to turn up.
You don't want to be in there on your own?
Nah.
I believe you've got a pair of Dan Carter's shorts in there.
Yes, I do, yeah. Well, it's it'd be great if Dan could come and visit at some time. But yeah, one of Dan's shorts... It's quite good because he wrote to Greg, love the man cave, all the best, Dan Carter, which was a nice touch.
How did he know about it?
One of my mutual friends in London acquired them for me. So he raves about the cave from the other side of the globe, and that's the great thing about the pieces where, you know, once I get something, at least you know it's going to a good home, it's going to be displayed and not hidden away in a suitcase or hidden in a wardrobe. It's out on display so everyone can get some time with it.
Yeah, so you got a friend in the UK, came across Dan Carter somewhere, told him about your man cave, and then got him to give him a pair of shorts and write you a message?
Yes, exactly.
Right. What, are they shorts that he played rugby in or what?
Yeah, they are. They're washed, but you know, I've got actually a pair of Aaron Major socks, which I've got framed up, and they haven't been washed. They're nicely sealed inside the frame.
What about any footy boots?
Yes, I've actually got Andrew Johns's football boots. So I was lucky enough to go away on a tour to the UK and travel as part of the team back in the day, which was awesome. So amazing time to go and travel with your idols. And so the following season, Andrew gave me a pair of his football boots. So, you know, he's one of the greatest in the NRL. So, special piece. And, you know, like all my items, you know, they've always got a story behind them as well.
Gee, you're very persuasive, obviously, to get all this stuff.
Well, I think as I've got older, all my friends know what my collection's like. So I actually inherit quite a lot of things as well now, which is nice. So, you know, even after going to the Sevens in Hamilton a few weeks ago, it was nice that I was able to get a signed jumper from the men's team, which was just fantastic. So,
and then straight down to the framers and then up on the wall.
Actually, I do all my own framing. So,
do you?
Yeah, so I enjoy getting the tools out and doing arts and crafts.
Well, your dream is to have an All Black visit the man cave one day, which has actually got a name. You call it the WMC, the Worsley Man Cave.
Yeah.
So one of them could very well be listening now. They might be a current All Black or one from the past. So here's your big chance. Tell, where are you for a start, and why should they come and visit?
So I'm based here in New Plymouth. Why would they want to come and visit? One, because I'm a good bugger. You'll hear lots of stories and you'll appreciate the surroundings.
That's not good enough. Come on. You'll hear lots of stories and you'll appreciate the surroundings. Okay. What about you could try on Dan Carter's shorts? I'll take them out of the frame for you to see if they'll fit. Like Cinderella.
Well, I've been to 91 test matches, so I'm not far away from my 100th test match, which will be a big milestone. So it would obviously be awesome if I could get an All Black here to celebrate that milestone.
So you couldn't really, don't get the idea that you could put them in a frame. They have to be able to leave. You can't lock them in.
Well, Taranaki is a great spot, as everyone knows, so they might come and stay in the province. But without a doubt, we've got, especially those Barrett boys, are pretty awesome.
Yeah, they could easily come and visit. Yeah. Hey, but yeah. Like your dad, like, you know, the Elvis, you can go and look through that. What's it called? The Elvis Memorial Room? The Elvis Presley Memorial Room. You can go and look through that. Can people come and look through your place or not yet? It's private.
No, just word of mouth. Generally, like, I've had a couple of randoms turn up, but yeah, I'm always happy to host. Just bring around a few beers. A
couple of randoms. I love it. Good on you, Greg. Thank you very much for telling us a little bit about it. I really appreciate it. I've got a great picture of what it looks like, and he's hoping that we can get you in all black, past or present.
Yeah, thanks, Karen. Much appreciated.
Have a good rest of the night. See you later.
Cheers. Bye.
That's Greg Worsley and his man cave, the WMC. And if anyone is listening who is an All Black, knows an All Black, then let us know. We would love to be able to hook you up with Greg and to get into that cave. And yeah, really, you could try on Dan's shorts. You might have put on a bit of weight over the last few years, you never know. Or you could leave your socks there, you could do whatever.